Hello, priatelia! Hello, friends! Welcome to the podcast Learn Slovak and More. This show is about learning Slovak language, Slovak culture, traditions, and everything in between. I'm your host, Božena, a native of Slovakia, Slovak language teacher, an unshakable optimist dedicated to helping you learn Slovak language at your best. This is Season 6 and Episode 5. Toto je sezóna 6 a epizóda 5. In today's episode, I'm talking about the ski training for children in Slovakia. In the Slovak lesson, you are going to learn more words from my winter vocabulary. You will also learn how to say extra practice never hurts in Slovak. At the end of this episode, you can find a dialogue learning to ski in Slovak. Tak čo poviete? I say, poďme na to. Halo a vítajte. Hello and welcome again. I'm so glad to have you here. If this is the first time that you are here, and you are new to learning Slovak language, I recommend starting with the trailer episode so you can build up your vocabulary. Please click the button subscribe or follow in your app podcast and later leave a review about the part you enjoyed the most. I appreciate your feedback a lot. This is season 6, so if you are really interested in learning the Slovak language, I would recommend starting with the season 1. If you just want to listen to my podcast for fun, it doesn't matter where you start. You can also search episodes by a topic. If you want to re-listen to your favorite part of this episode, go to the timestamps to skip to the section you are interested in. Check my website www.bozenaslovak.com. Also, check my Instagram at BoženasSlovak, where I'm posting the pictures of what I'm talking about on my podcast. Last week, I talked about the white coat and skiing safety. I think the majority of people would agree that skiing is one of the most exhilarating sports out there. If you ask skiers why they invest so much time and money into this hobby, they will likely start with a vivid description of the sheer thrill they feel while cruising down a snow-covered slope, slicing some arcs alongside friends. Skiing for the majority of them means excitement and raised adrenaline. For me, skiing is pure joy. Yes, I ski for joy, just pure joy of it. I love skiing. It is really fun. But it also carries its fair share of risks, and if you are not careful, you might risk an injury. So, my friends, be cautious. Don't overestimate your abilities, and above all, respect the white code, the golden rules of skiing safety. I believe that every skier should be familiar with it. Surprisingly, only 2 out of 10 skiers at Jasna Ski Resort had heard about it, as reported by the Slovak newspaper ZME. This got me thinking. Do ski instructors no longer emphasize it? Back when I was a high school teacher of physical education in Slovakia and a certified ski instructor, it was my duty not just to teach skiing, but also to ensure that every student knew the white code and really understood the essential rules for safe skiing. Fun fact 1. Did you know that skiing was, and still is, a part of physical education curriculum in primary and secondary schools in Slovakia? Ski training typically took place in the 5th through 8th grade of primary schools and during the second year of secondary schools, lasting around a week on average. The focus wasn't just on mastering the physical aspect of skiing, but also on imparting new knowledge and building the student's overall personality. coordination, dynamic strength, speed, balance, and endurance were the key objectives. Since all this fun required special terrains, and, of course, the glorious presence of snow, children were bused to the mountain ski resorts. Such a unique winter setting provided students with a different environment, away from the familiar one, out of the usual classroom, and without family members to look over them. And that was a good thing. All this played a role in shaping their experience of independence. The importance of health education was also highlighted, ensuring that students not only learned the intricates of sports, but also acquired first aid skills in case of accidents, all while having fun in the snowy wonderland. And just between you and I, the mountains were far from just skiing and sledding. You know, first loves, new friendships. All that during the mandatory school ski trip. Fun fact 2. Did you know that during socialism, approximately 95% of primary school children participated in compulsory ski programs? Despite the socialist era's constraints, the commitment to ski training was strong. The government covered all the expenses like accommodation, food, equipment, lifts, medics, and transport there and back. Usually, the lessons were scheduled in ski resorts during the winter season. Winter months like January and February were the best, and some remote mountains lodges were the perfect setting for these lessons that required special terrains. And although the ski training was compulsory, they were very popular with both students and the teachers who accompanied them. It was fun and nobody cared that it wasn't just about skiing skills. You know, sometimes we had to fit in some of the communist propaganda. And health education was taught too. I thought that was good because in addition to the sports aspects, students learned the nifty-grifty of first aid in the case of accidents. The white coat was taught very meticulously, so if our students hit the slopes in the future, they could not only enjoy the thrill of the ride, but also keep it safe. So that was then. Today's ski training is still a part of the physical education curriculum. However, the situation has changed. The cost of skiing has risen, making it less accessible for many families. The state contributes 150 euros per pupil for ski training, 20 euros is paid by parents, and 40 euros are calculated for the equipment. In the package, just like before, there is accommodation, food, lifts, medics, and transfer back and forth. If necessary, the school lends the ski equipment to its students. However, many times it does not have all sizes of the skis or ski boots required. Children who do not have their own equipment can also rent it directly at the ski center for 40 euros. This option is used by most parents. So, it's pretty much like before. Except for the fact that skiing training has been shortened 4 or 5 days because of tight school budgets. More and more schools are also choosing the option to bus the children to the slopes every day, and that's very tiring. However, the job gets done and students learn how to ski. Well, that's less fun because they cannot experience being away from their homes, enjoying their independence, and spending evenings with their friends. But that's a topic for another episode. Now let's get to our Slovak lesson. Today you are going to learn new vocabulary from my dialogue. Tak poďme na to. Počúvajte a zopakujte. Number 1. Lyže, meaning skis. It's the plural. Repeat, lyže. One more time, lyže. Number two, lyžovanie, meaning skiing. Repeat, lyžovanie. One more time, lyžovanie. Number three, lyžiarsky výcvik, meaning ski training. Repeat, lyžiarsky výcvik. One more time, lyžiarsky výcvik. Number four, lyžiarsky inštruktor for males and lyžiarska inštruktorka for females, meaning ski instructor. Repeat, lyžiarsky inštruktor. One more time, lyžiarsky inštruktor. And now for females, repeat, lyžiarska inštruktorka. One more time, lyžiarska inštruktorka. Number five, lyžiarske stredisko, meaning ski resort. Repeat, lyžiarske stredisko. One more time, lyžiarske stredisko. Number six, pizza a hranolky, meaning pizza and French fries. Repeat, pizza a hranolky. One more time, pizza a hranolky. Number seven, krivka učenia, meaning learning curve. Repeat, krivka učenia. One more time, krivka učenia. Number eight, obrat prechodu, meaning rite of passage. Repeat, obrat prechodu. One more time, obrat prechodu. Number nine, špičky k sebe, meaning toes or tips to each other. Repeat, špičky k sebe. One more time, špičky k sebe. Number 10, pety od seba, meaning heels apart. Repeat, pety od seba. One more time, pety od seba. Number 11, maximálna rýchlosť, meaning maximum speed. Repeat, maximálna rýchlosť. One more time, maximálna rýchlosť. Number 12, trpezlivosť, meaning patience. Repeat, trpezlivosť. One more time, trpezlivosť. And number 13, the phrase for today, extra prax nikdy neuškodí, meaning extra practice never hurts. Repeat, nikdy neuškodí. Next, repeat, extra prax. And the whole sentence, repeat, extra prax nikdy neuškodí. One more time, a little bit faster repeat. Extra prax nikdy neuškodí. Next is my dialogue that takes place on an unnamed ski slope in Slovakia, where a ski instructor Erika is teaching Lenka how to ski. Počúvajte. Erika. Ahoj, Lenka. Ste pripravená na ďalší veľkolepý deň na svahu? Lenka. Nie som si istá, pani inštruktorka. To lyžovanie mi jednoducho nejde. Je to trochu o nervy. Erika. Trochu sa uvoľnite. Sme v nádhernom stredisku obklopení perfektným snehom a modrou oblohou. Z čoho máte byť nervózna? Lenka. No, možno z toho faktu, že sa cítim ako Bambi na ľade za každým, keď si nasadím tieto lyže. Erika. Zlepší sa to, verte mi, nie je to až také komplikované. Lenka. Ale mne to vážne nejde. Neviem poriadne ani pizzu, ani hranolky. Moje lyže vždy skončia v čudnom tvare praclíka. Erika. To všetko je súčasťou krivky učenia. Začnime s niekoľkými základmi. Potom pizza a hranolky. To je vaša tajná zbraň. Ovládate s nimi svoju rýchlosť. A verte mi, nie ste sama v boji s praclíkmi. Je to obrat prechodu. Lenka. Obrat prechodu v tvare praclíka? Dobre. Ukážte mi to ešte raz, prosím. Erika. Pozrite, najprv pizza, špičky k sebe, pety od seba. Takto spomalujete. Skúste to. Lenka. Pokúša sa o pizzu. Takto? Erika. Dobre. Teraz hranolky. Paralelné lyže pre maximálnu rýchlosť. Lenka. Pre maximálnu rýchlosť? To radšej nie. Myslím, že ostanem pri tej pizzi. Erika. No dobre. Extra prax nikdy neuškodí. Lenka. To je pravda. Ďakujem za vašu trpezlivosť. Erika. Kedykoľvek, Lenka. Sme v tom spolu. Teraz poďme zdolať tento svah a užiť si čarovnú zimnú krásu. Lenka. Dobre. Dúfam, že nespadnem. Erika. Nebojte, zvládnete to. Vidím, že vám to už ide celkom dobre. Tak ideme? Lenka. Ideme. OK. Let's go back to the beginning, sentence by sentence with a translation. Erika. Ahoj, Lenka. Ste pripravená na ďalší veľkolepý deň na svahu, meaning. Hi, Lenka. Are you ready for another spectacular day on the slope? Lenka. Nie som si istá, pani inštruktorka. To lyžovanie mi jednoducho nejde. Je to trochu o nervy. Meaning. I'm not sure, Miss Instructor. I just don't get this skiing. It's a bit nerve-wracking. Erika. Trochu sa uvoľnite. Sme v nádhernom stredisku, obklopení perfektným snehom a modrou oblohou. Z čoho máte byť nervózna? Meaning. Relax a little. We are in a beautiful resort surrounded by perfect snow and blue skies. What should you be nervous about? Lenka. No, možnosť z toho faktu, že sa cítim ako Bambi na ľade za každým, keď si nasadím tieto lyže. Meaning, well, maybe the fact that I feel like Bambi on the ice every time I put the skis on. Erika, laughing. Zlepší sa to, verte mi, nie je to až také komplikované. Meaning, it will get better, trust me, it's not that complicated. Lenka, ale mne to vážne nejde, neviem poriadne ani pizzu, ani hranolky. Moje lyže vždy skončia v čudnom tvare praclíka. Meaning. But I really can't. I don't know pizza nor french fries. My skis always end up in a weird pretzel shape. Erika. To je všetko súčasťou krivky učenia. Začníme s niekoľkými základmi. Potom pizza a hranolky. To je vaša tajná zbraň. Ovládate s nimi svoju rýchlosť. A verte mi, nie ste sama v boji s praclíkmi. Je to obrat prechodu. Meaning. It's all part of the learning curve. Let's start with some basics. Then pizza and fries. That's your secret weapon. You control your speed with them. And trust me, you are not alone in your battle with pretzels. It is a rite of passage. Lenka. Obrat prechodu v tvare praclíka? Dobre, ukážte mi to ešte raz, prosím. Meaning, a pretzel-shaped rite of passage? Okay, show me one more time, please. Erika. Pozrite, najprv pizza, špičky k sebe, pety od seba. Tak to spomalujete. Skúste to. Meaning, look, first pizza, tips together, heels apart. This is how you slow down. Try it. Lenka tries the pizza. Takto? Meaning, like this? Erika. Dobre, teraz hranolky. Paralelné lyže pre maximálnu rýchlosť. Meaning, good. Now the fries. Parallel skis for maximum speed. Lenka. Pre maximálnu rýchlosť? To radšej nie. Myslím, že ostanem pri tej pici. Meaning, for maximum speed? Better not. I think I'll stick with that pizza. Erika. No dobre, extra prax nikdy neuškodí. Meaning, oh well, extra practice never hurts. Lenka. To je pravda. Ďakujem za vašu trpezlivosť. Meaning, that's right. Thank you for your patience. Erika. Kedykoľvek, Lenka, sme v tom spolu. Teraz poďme zdolať tento svah a užiť si čarovnú zimnú krásu. Meaning. Anytime, Lenka. We are in this together. Now let's conquer this slope and enjoy the magical winter beauty. Lenka. Dobre, dúfam, že nespadnem. Meaning. Okay. I hope I don't fall. Erika. Nebojte sa, zvládnete to. Vidím, že vám to už ide celkom dobre. Tak ideme. Meaning, don't worry, you can do it. I see you are doing pretty well already. So, are we going? Lenka, ideme. Meaning, let's go. All right, to je všetko pre dnešok. That is all for today. I recommend that you listen to the Slovak lesson a couple of times to reinforce the learning of the language. Download the episodes so you can go back to them as many times as you need. And don't just passively listen to Slovak words or sentences. Please repeat them out loud. Yes, I know. I've already said it. I also recommend recording yourself and listening to your recording to hear how your pronunciation is. This way you can get some feedback on it right away. If you have any questions, send it to my email hello@bozhenaslovak.com. Check my website www.bozhenaslovak.com. Also check my Instagram @bozhenaslovak. Where I'm posting the pictures of what I'm talking about on my podcast. Thank you for listening to my podcast. I am grateful that you listened to the end of this episode. I will be back next time with more. Check out the notes about my podcast and please tell everyone about this podcast so they can enjoy it too. Thank you. And until I hear from you again, ciao. Ďakujem a do počutia.